67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of Easter 2024. We hope everyone has a wonderful Easter weekend. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. We've had a lot of great campers out at Camp Courageous this past week. The theme of the week was Spring is Here. Well, that didn't really happen, but we had a great time. Lots of activities from train rides to all the different adventure activities, including the zip line to taking care of the animals. So it was a fun time. Campers also participated in an egg extravaganza hunt for the golden eggs with riddles as one of their evening programs this past week. Great time. If you're interested in volunteering out here at camp, get a hold of Toby, our volunteer coordinator, and we'd be more than happy to fit you right in. The travel program headed out on Thursday for a movie and dinner, had a wonderful evening. And we also announced this past week that the big international trip for 2025 will be a trip to Paris, France, which also will include a stop in Disneyland there. So if you're interested in that, it'll be April 2025. The big camper trip will be to Paris, France. One of the first campers to come back in 1974 to Camp Courageous was a camper by the name of Charlie Cummins, son of Tate and Dottie Cummins. Charlie will be celebrating his 64th birthday on this coming Friday. So if you see Charlie, he lives in a group home with Discovery Living in Marion. Wonderful camper, still comes to Camp Courageous, and lots of great memories of Charlie and his parents, Tate and Dottie. Appreciate the opportunity to give a program about Camp Courageous to Wendy Burgess' PEO group this coming Monday in Cedar Rapids. If you know of a group that would be interested in learning more about Camp Courageous, we're more than happy to give Camp Courageous programs anytime, anywhere. Saturday, March 30th, here at Camp Courageous from 9 a.m. to noon, it's the last day of our winter sale in our main lodge. Everything is 50% off. That's 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Camp Courageous Main Lodge, our big winter sale, comes to an end. 50% off of everything. And of course, our Manchester Garage Sale, the big sale, and that's open year-round, located in Manchester at 1121 East Main Street. And they are open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. A big thank you to all the volunteers up there. It takes over 100 people to put that on, along with those that donate items and all those that come and shop. Congratulations to Pauline Antons. Pauline is the mother of our long-term nurse, Sharon Ruler. She attended her 80th class reunion last weekend. Good for Pauline. Very active with Camp Courageous, as is her entire family. And speaking of camp events, we have the Omelet Breakfast just around the corner. We're now getting into April, and it'll be on Sunday, April 28th, the last Sunday of April, from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We'll have an Omelet Breakfast in our main lodge. We'd love to have you come out. There'll be more information on that down the road. A big congratulations to Robin Mixdorf. She's been an exceptional leader and visionary. She retires after 25 years as the CEO of Methwick Community in Cedar Rapids. Over the years, we've worked real closely with Robin and the Methwick community. Robin and her husband, John, will be moving to start their new chapter. And so a lot of their household items came to Camp Courageous to be used here at the camp and at the garage sale. Likewise, the residents would have room sales there at Methwick. And a lot of those items that didn't sell would come to Camp Courageous. We wish Robin all the best. She has been wonderful for the community and for so many people. The need of the week, we're all very, very optimistic. We're looking for sunscreen spray with an SPF of 100. We want to protect all of our campers. And once again, the need of the week is sunspray SPF of about 100. We had many dear friends pass away this past week, including Patricia Marie Bush from Marion, Iowa, longtime supporter of the camp. Our sympathy goes out to her family. Donna Jacobs from Anamosa. Her son, Michael, runs Michael's Clothing here in Monticello. Great supporters of the camp in many, many ways for many, many years. We also lost one of our dear own, Sue Chapman. Over 40 years as a Camp Courageous advocate, staffer, and volunteer, passed away. She was born on June 25, 1962, up in Dubuque, and she grew up in rural Zwingo, Iowa, where from her earliest days, she loved being outdoors in nature, and she was a self-described hippie. In 1981, she graduated from Acocla Community Schools. Sue's first experience here at Camp Courageous was the fall of 1982, where she was a counselor. Sue headed west to Utah with her husband, Steve Hunter, where she took classes at the University of Utah in behavioral science. She came back to Camp Courageous in 1995 and was a nature activity specialist till 1998. She would marry Denny Chapman from here in Monticello in 2006, and he passed away in 2013. They had a wonderful son, Zach, who did his Eagle Scout project here at camp. The whole family was very, very involved in Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous had a special celebration of Sue's life in Durgan Pavilion on Friday evening. We had all of her favorite foods, chicken with all the trimmings, and had a wonderful time celebrating Sue Chapman's life. This past week, we also lost Marie Hamas. She was 104 from Fairfield. She is the mother of honorary board member and Camp Courageous Foundation board member Carol Voorhees. Marie's husband, Norbert, died at the age of 106. Norbert and Marie were married 78 and a half years at one time and could still be the longest married couple in the state of Iowa. So our sympathy goes out to Carol Voorhees and her family and friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful Easter weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.